This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
We are Be'ezus Hashem starting the last Masechta in Seder Kodshim, Maseches Kinim. The name of the Masechta is interesting, the topic is interesting, and the content is very challenging. So let's first explain the name of the Masechta. Kinim, Miloshen Kan, Kan is a nest, literally. Ki yikor lecho Kan Sipor, the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan is called Al Shem Zeh, you see a nest. The nest is not about the nest. The nest is about Tzitzim, and there are birds there. So the Kan is called over here, and again, the halachos over here are not the nest, it's about the birds, because b'derech klal, in a Kan, most birds have two, the eggs that hatch, have two birds in them. And the subject of this Masechta is two birds of a korban. There's one bird which is a korban oilas hoif, and one bird which is a korban chatas hoif, and they go together. So b'derech klal, the korban that's brought over here, let's say your lettuce and others, bring a kan of two birds, and that was nikra al shem zeh. She's bringing a kan. Her kan is the two oifos. They get mixed up. She brought one. She brought the other. There's a whole bunch that are hukrav, shaloi kedin, yekedin, all the cases and all the cheshbainis, that's going to be the subject in the Masechta. Let's give a few details about oilas and chatas or oif. First of all, whenever we talk about oifis, it's only a korban yochid. Korban tzibur is never mei oifis. There are two types of birds that are used for korbanos, what the Torah calls toirim u'bnei yoino. Toirim are older, b'nei yoino are only brought when they're ketanim. That's if it's the same type of bird, just one is an older, more mature, and one is younger. There's a zman in the middle, the Mishnayis that say that it's possible. It's called tzihuv. Now, one detail is that a person normally who's chai of a korban oif could bring, what if he's menad of a korban oif, he could bring either a tar or a ben yoino. But if he brings a kan, whenever he's mechuyev too, they have to be considered one group together. They have to be shtei toirim or shnei b'nei yoino. We'll see that Yitz Hashem the next in the second parak. The kan shaloif is theoretically a person could be menadiv, but there's no such thing as being menadiv v'chatos. Menadiv could bring an oilos. He could bring two birds as a carbon oilos, just bringing two birds. And he can bring both of them from whatever he wants. Torah b'nei yoino. What we're going to learn about primarily is two birds, a kan, which one, like we said, is a chatos, one is an oilo. There's a chashuv and nekuda here, which is well known, and it really brings out the theme in the Masechta. Santazach, we're going to have a lot of the Masechta is going to be safe on the fact that a woman is magdish for her korban yeled. There's two birds, one of them a chatos, one is an oilo. Before they were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, they were hukdash, but it was not determined which one is a chatz, which one's an oil. And that should make us pause and think for a second. Who ever heard of a korban where a person in Tzvas or Haifa is magdish a behema? It's going to be a korban. I'll get to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll figure out, do I want to bring it as an oil or a shlomim or a toida? There's no such thing. There's no hegdish to be named later. A hegdish is chal, kefi mashu. You can't be magdish something. You have to be magdish as an oil. Vos epis that he can be magdish a korban oif, and it'll be determined later on if it's chal on it, kedushas oil or kedushas chatas. The answer is that whenever a person has a chiyuv korban to bring a oilas oif and a oilas and a chatas oif, it's not a chatas and it's not oil. It's one korban called a korban yeledes that has in it the tzorich for a chatas and oil. What's chal is a korban yeledes. The korban yeledes has an element of chatas, an element of oilo, and that chelik will be nizbar later on. It's a very big chiddush, but it's kamad dvarim ukrocha. If it sounds like a very big chiddush, to lesaber es oizem will say over a famous shtickle, which the Welt quotes b'shem de'Avin Ezra in his Pirush al HaTorah. This is in Vayikra Perek Hei Pazuk Zayin. And he's aiming on the fact that if a person has a chiv lekapor, he doesn't bring two korbanos. He brings one korban. Vos epis that you have a person who has to bring a korban oilas oif. He brings whenever he has to bring a chatos oif, he brings a chatos oif with an oilo. The answer is, he says, that by behema, the chelik of a behema, which is a chatos, is the chelik adam, which is hukrav and smirats on the mizbeach. But also every korban has a chelik that's hukrav like a mizbeach. The chelik by korban oil, it's the whole korban. Chatos ha'oif, there's nothing of the bosor of anything of the flesh besides for the dam which was put on the mizbeach. It's not the regular tzur of a carbon. Therefore, the Torah was kaveah that a chatos oif goes together with an oila sa'oif, and the chatos oif's chelik that was hukav al gav mizbeach is the oila sa'oif. The oila is the chelik that's oila al mizbeach. The chatos is the chelik that's eaten by the kehanim. So it's one carbon with two chalokim. This is even Ibn Ezra. Fits very well with what we're saying. It's an incredible story that's worth finishing off this hakdama with. It's a story that's worth repeating. This story is brought down. There's a sefer called the Makar Baruch, who was the Rav in Yanov. His name was Rav Ginsburg. He was killed al Kiddush Hashem. And he was very close before the war in the 20s and the teens, the 1920s that is, with Ramei Simcha in Dvinsk. And he came into Ramei Simcha. Ramei Simcha was in a state of tremendous Simcha. And he asked Ramei Simcha why. First, he didn't want to tell him. Finally, he was Megali. He had a Chaloim, where the Rajba, the Heilige Rajba from the Gedolei Rishonim, got up in front of the Beis Din Shomalo, and he said, there's a Yid in Dvinsk who is Mechaven Lamita Shel Torah more than me. The story was going on, the Rajba is Matmiya, there's a Gemara Menachos that seems to have a Havamina, that Oila So'oif can be brought Balayla. It's a Pella. Karbonos can never be brought Balayla. It's a din across the board in all Karbonos. And the Rajba Kilu says, like the Gemara is Tamua, must be, you have to change the gear. So Ramei Simcha explained, I'll tell you what the Havamina was. Ramei Simcha was Masbir, that the Havamina of Oila Soif is that the Oila Soif is an added to the Chatos as a Chelev of Haktoras Chalovim al Gabi HaMizbeach. Haktoras Chalovim can be by night. So the Havamina that the whole Oila Soif, including the Avedis Adam of the Oila Soif, could be by night. Adkan Dvar Vakdosh Ramei Simcha. It's an incredible story. So this is really what we're dealing with over here. The challenge in the Masechta is going to be holding cup with Cheshbonis. We have to remember, by the way, that one of the details that's mechalik between Oila Soif and Chat Soif is that the Avoida is different. First of all, Oila Soif is put on the Chelek Lamala the Mizbech. Chatos Oif the Nesinas Hadam is on the lower Chelek. Whereas by a Behema, the Oila Soif is done Shtayim Shein Arba on the bottom of the Mizbech. The Chatos was put Matan Dalit Kronos on top. By Oif, the Simen is Ayin Ayin. Oila lamalo, and the simon by oilas by chatos oif is test lamato, and the test of chatos. By behema it's not that way. By behema, the matan kronois on the top is the avodas hadam of chatos, and oilo the dom is on the bottom on the yisoid. That's one chiluk between an oila soif and a chatos oif. There are other chilukim as well. One chilik is exes hakosuv malika soif. It's always malika because we're not. There's no shchita on a carbon oif. Malika soif. You cut both simonim in the neck of the kon and the voish in the neck of the oif. By chata soif, you only have to cut one simon. That's one. Second of all, the koyin is not. He doesn't spritz the dam hoilo. He cuts the neck. And he presses, that's called mitzui, the dam al kira mizbeach, ma'ashein kein, by chatos oif, besides for mitzui, this hazo. The mitzui dam of oila so'oif is ma'akiv. Like we just said, by chatos oif, it's not so poshut, because since you have the avodas hazo, it's not poshut if the mitzui is ma'akiv. So sugi mi'ilo, whether it's ma'akiv, or ma'is it's even machlok shushem, the Rambam, the Ravid, Tesyanda brings it over here in the very first Mishnah, whether it's ma'akiv. But that's for sure that the Hazor is yeh ma'akiv. The Shal is when the Mitzvah also is ma'akiv. And like we said, there's also the Shalah of the Eila Soif, Lamala Lamata. Okay, those are the Chilukim between Chat Soif and Eila Soif, which gives us to understand that if there's a Sofik, you can't just be Mechav, whichever one is which, because if it's the Chatos, then the Psulim are doing the Avodah like an Eila Soif. And if it's an oilos, then there's someone doing it like the chatos. Okay, now we're ready to start the mesechta. Chatos ho'if nasa lamato, v'chatos behema lamalo. This part we explained already, that there's a difference between the location of the avodas chatos ho'if and chatos behema. By chatos ho'if, it's test, and by chatos behema, the lamato is the oilo. Oila soif nasis lamalo, like we said by oif, it's ayin ayin. Voila sabahemo le mato. Imshina bozer uboze posel. Either way, being mshana, the mokim avoides hadam, doing the roi lamato, lamalo, lamalo, lamato, is posel. He's going on chatas and oila soif. But the exact definition of the word posel over here is a big asik. Why is that? Because you have the same loshin by Karbonis of a behemo, where the Mishnah says, Nosan sanitonum lamaton lamalon, sanitonum lamalon lamaton, posel. And the Gemara brings a famous memra of Shmuel that posel means that if the dam is put as shalamal lamaton lamaton lamalo, it's posel in the sense that the bosu is not nitin lachilo. We're not makte chalov memur magabe mizbech, and there's no achilas bailam and kehanim of the bosu itself. But the actual korban yotzi dechavosu, it's nisratza, habaylam niskaper. This is the famous halacha zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi. They start in brisk, they start the limud always by that suga because there's a lot of yisoidis and lomdus. The zrika shaloi b'mkoymoi, ki b'mkoymoi domi, is a halacha by korbanus habehema. That's when you're learning zvochim. However, Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Samach Vov says that this halacha is true legabe korban and soif. And Tosfos says that chata soif lamalo, this that the Mishnah says in Zvachim in the seventh perek, that's posel, means the same thing. The boso is posel achila, but the bailam and the skaper. The same way with this halacha shalabim kaimim 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 dami. But lamaisa, there is a shita, the shita mkubetz is over there, ois chavei, brings that no. The Gzeis HaKosov of Shaloi B'mkoymei K'mkoymei is only Legabe Korbanos Behema, not Legabe Korbanos Oif, that's the Mashmois of Rashi. Now there's a little bit of a problem, because if you say that Shaloi B'mkoymei K'mkoymei matters Legabe Kinim, so then we're going to take away one of the Iker fundamentals of the Masechta, which is that you get into trouble if you mix up the Oila and the Chatas Oif, because there's a K'peda on each one being brought B'mkoymei. So first of all, there are those that tiny, you can look in the Brisker Rav, in Hilchos Psulim and Gedoshim, where it's only a one-sided kula. That only Gabi Chato Soif, which is Mekoyme Lamato, could be brought Lamalo, and it's only possible Gabi Dachilas Bosa. But the Oil Soif is definitely possible, so that's one half of the equation. Even that's not enough, because in the Mishnais, it's going to be Mavu over here in Kinim, it's a problem both ways. So either you'll be Madchik, that possible is the posel over here, taka only means as a lechetchila because it's not, it's only a zrika shalabim kaima, it's avodis adam shalabim kaima, it's not matus a lechetchila, we won't allow you to bring it bitaruvis and just do it shalabim kaima, because it's not the right way to do it. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that we're not only talking over here insofar as a kpeda, legabi the mokum, we're talking over here legabi the chituch shtei simonim, the chituch simen echod, the mitzvah hazor, exactly what should be done, that's the chelik that's yema'akiv. This that we say, shaloi b'mkoymei k'mkoymei domi, is only on the mokum nesinas adam, not on the oifin of the malika. That's avada ma'akiv, and memeli, you're going to have a problem if you mix up the oil and the chatzoi. So that's kol zay nichnas in tim, shino vazel vazel apostle. Seder kinim kachu. This is really an introduction to the Masechta. This is what a carbon kinim, let's say a carbon yeledis, looks like. We'll keep on talking about a yeledis just because it's easier. That's the standard. But like I said, there's a number of people that have to bring a choiv of kinim, of a chatos and oilosoiv. One is a zov, shenita mutumasoi, in Pashas Mitzayra. The other is a Zova, also in Parashas Mitzayra. A Nozir Shenitma Torchimen Zurusoi. And then his Nitam Tumasoi, he has to start counting again. So he has to bring a carbon of a Nozir Shenitma, that's in Parashas Nosoi. A Yeledes, which is the case that we said, is also not every Yeledes. Betzim Yeledes is supposed to bring a Keves La'oilo. However, if she's Yodel Dal, if she's an Aniyo, so in the other Maseg, it's like a carbon oil of yod. She doesn't have to bring a kevet. She brings a can of chatos and elsoif. Like we said, even though Betzim, her ikka carbon is to bring an oil, but the chatos and the oil go together. by Karbonos Oif, the way we explain. Mitzoyra Oni also doesn't bring Shnei Kvasim, he'll bring a can of a Chatos and an Oilas Oif. Any Aveiru, which is Karbon Oil of Yerin and Pasha Vayikra, which we had the Sugis of in Meseches Kritzus and Meseches Milo, over there also, if you can't bring a Behem of a Chatos, so it'll have a Chatos with an Oilas Oif. So the Mishnah says, Hachoivo, Echot Chatos, Vechot Loilo. It's both. Binidorum, Nidov is Kulon Oilois. Theoretically, a person could be Mukhuiv, any of the above mentioned cases, he's Mukhuiv, it's a Choivo. A Nidorum over here will be where a person is Magdish, two Oifois, is Magdish, Echot Loilo, Vechot Lachatos. So there's no way for him to be Magdish as a Nidova. A chatos. Chatos is always brought only as a reaction. Somebody is mukuyiv. An oil, a person can be menadev. Or he can be menadev. So Mishnah speaks out. Ezu neder. When is a person mukuyiv? So we said any of the mukuyovim, al tzachet. Or a person said, ha'ime hare olai oilo. So in that case of a neder, a person can be mukuyiv. He can be mechayiv himself. Hare olai oilo. He can't say hare olai chatos. Chatos is only if you're mechuyiv, but it is a case of a can where one is in the other one's a chatos. Veizu nedova hoy ma'arezu oilo. He's magdish. Again, he can only be magdish an oilo. He can't be magdish a chatos unless he's mechuyiv. But the case of kinim will be where he's magdish it for a pre-existing chiv. Ma bein nedorim le nedovois. Elo shehan nedorim meisu enignivu chayom bachriyu. So a neder puts a real lie. So if he's Magdash a Behemoth, this is true by every carbon. And the Behemoth died, the Oif became a Bamum, whatever it is, and then Chayon Vachuyus, and he said, Hare Olai, so he'll have to replace it. When the Dovis, he said, Hare Zem, Meisu Enigdavu, and Chayon Vachuyus, then he won't be Bukhuyiv to replace it. We'll just go back to be Meisiv a little bit more Havana, a little bit more Lomdus, on what we said before, that the elementary problem of Meseches Kinim is going to be that you can't take the Oifos of Lamato and go Lamalo and do the Avoid Lamalo, and the ones that are Lamalo, the Oilo, you can't do Lamato. What happened to Zriko Shaloi Bim Koima? So we said this is Machloik Sushainim. Just want to maybe explain a little bit Havono why it should be different than a carbon of Behemoth. By a carbon of Behemoth, there's a great divide between two Chalokim and the carbon. This is the basic Lomdish Hagdora that defines most of Maseches Vochim. There's the Avodis Adam, the Ritzur, the Kapora, the Yotzi, the Chavosoi. And then there's the Chelek of the Achilois. There's the Achil of the Mizbeach, the Toz Chalom Beburim, the Achilos of the Kehanim, the Achilos of the Bailim. And all that goes into the, when we talk about Psulim, there's Psulim of Shalai Lishma, there's Psulim of Pigel. Pigel has to do with Achilois, and Shalai Lishma has to do with the problem in the Ritzur, in the Kapora of the Dam. Now, the reason why a Zrika Shaloi B'mkaimetzik says HaKosuv is an authentic Zrika to be Meratzah, to be Mechaper, is Kaniri that the Gzeres HaKosuv is, that the Shaloi B'mkaimo is not a Ma'akiv, Legabe the Zrika as a Maisa HaMechaperes. But as far as the Zrika making the Chalois that sets up the system of Achilois, that's Matir the Achilois, a Zrika Shaloi B'mkaimo is not a Zrika. That's the Gzeres HaKosuv of Zrika Shaloi B'mkaimo. But all that is only possible because the Zrika is of the Kapora is separate from the Achilos, which is in the Guf HaKorbon. The Zrika is in the Dam. The Achilos have to do with the Chalokim of the Guf HaKorbon. Oifos, Mitzuy and Hazor has more to do with the Guf HaOif than a Zrika. A Zrika, by a Behemoth, is Neskabel in a Kli, and then it has nothing to do with the Korban. The Korban is the Korban. The Zrika is the Zrika. Memel is Exes HaKos, so that the two can divide. And you could have a Zrika Legabi one, not a Zrika Legabi other. Mitzvah and Hazor, by definition, are done, the Kilu, the Kli Shoris, that does the Zrika Saddam, that's Mechaber, is the Gufa Oif. There's no Kli. You take the Gufa Oif, and you make mitzu, you press it against. That means it's in the guf ha'oif, the etzem avodas adam. So here it doesn't make sense that there should be a divide
between the Avodas Hadam and the Achilas, which is the Guf HaKorban. The Guf HaKorban is the Kapara, and the Kapara comes from the Guf HaKorban. By Mitzvah, it's partial that way, because the Mitzvah is pressed against the wall, the Mizbeach. Even the Hazor, it's Kilu, what he's spritzing is not his finger, it's not from a Kli, it's from the Guf HaOif. So if the Guf HaOif is not part of the Korban, when there's a Zrika Shalevim Kaima, then the Zrika itself will not have that. This is a little bit, I'm adding a little bit lumdus to what it says in the Briskirov, in Psuli HaMekdoshim and Ois Memhei. He says it Legabe Mitzu. One could also say it Legabe Hazot. It's just a Tesefis Havon in this Indian.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.